بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. This is the Ash'ar of Arif Billah Hazrat Ibtasazat Ma'ana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Nawar Allahu Marqadahu. The title is نفس دشمن ہے دشمن کو ناشاد کر. اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فر یاد کر. اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فر یاد کر. دل کو سجا دے میں رو رو کے آباد کر. دل کو سجا دے میں رو رو کے آباد کر. روح کو نور تقوی سے تو شاد کر. روح کو نور تقوی سے تو شاد کر. نفس دشمن ہے دشمن کو ناشاد کر. نفس دشمن ہے دشمن کو ناشاد کر. دل کو نور خدا سے تو آباد کر. دل کو نور خدا سے تو آباد کر. اور گناہوں کی خواہش کو برباد کر. اور گناہوں کی خواہش کو برباد کر. حمد سے اس زبان کو تو حماد کر. حمد سے اس زبان کو تو حماد کر. سر کو چوکٹ پہ ان کی تو سجاد کر. سر کو چوکٹ پہ ان کی تو سجاد کر. قلب و جان کو تو اس در پہ آباد کر. قلب و جان کو تو اس در پہ آباد کر. اور سکون دلو جا کو خلاد کر. اور سکون دلو جا کو خلاد کر. اپنی خوشیوں کو اخاطر تو بر باد کر. اپنی خوشیوں کو اخاطر تو بر باد کر. اپنے رب کی خوشی سے دل آباد کر. اپنے رب کی خوشی سے دل آباد کر. اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فر یاد کر. دل کو سجا دے میں رو رو کے آباد کر.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، friends, it's not for me really to translate this ashar of our illustrious Dada Sheikh Arif Billah Rumi Zamana Tabriz Dora Arif Billah Hazrat Mawlana Shah Muhammad Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, in which he teaches us real how to be a slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how to be a real servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like we learn here again and again, that the greatest quality of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, subhanalladhi asra bi'abdihi, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should go for mi'raj, then Allah used the quality here of abdiyat, that Allah took his servant on this noble journey. And even in kalima shahadat we read, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh, that we testify and bear witness that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in these ashar, Azza rahmatullah alayhi is teaching us how to be a true servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so how to offer servitude to our noble master, our khaliq, our razzaq, our rabb, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Allah rahmatullah alayhi says, apne malik se uth kar ke faryad kar, dil ko sajda mein ro ro ke abad kar, that spend some time of yours waking up in the wee hours of the night, the dark hours of the night, in solitude, and cry in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because anything that the person needs, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us that first turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So much so that even a shoelace, a person feels, ah, it's a shoelace, I've got money in the pocket, I'll go to the shop, I'll buy it, it's available there, and I'll get whatever I need. But here, Hazrat Rahmatullah is teaching us that go into sajda and cry and shed tears. Sometimes take out the deep sigh of regret and remorse in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in this way, in sajda, really prostrating to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and offering servitude, bring life into your heart. Dil ko sajda mein ro ro ke abad kar. And go into sajda and cry and sob in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you are in solitude and there's nobody knows about it, and you talk and converse with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like it says, we learned this ash'ar, really, what do we know? That we heard that mein wada milne ka shab-e akhir mein hai. We know that the time of really meeting and conversing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have come to learn, is in the wee hours of the night. But when a person is connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so from now, we already, it's still morning, the sun has only risen. A person is already waiting for that time. That when can I be alone with my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? When can I converse with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? When can I pour out my heart to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not need this. But it is for our benefit. By us really making sajda and going into ibadat and praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's not going to elevate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the least. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, dil ko sajda mein ro ro ke abad kar. Put life into your own heart. It's not going to benefit Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in any way. It's going to be for your benefit. Ruh ko noor-e-taqwa se dushad kar, nafs dushman hai, dushman ko nashad kar. The soul that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us from two components, one the body, the physical body, and one the ruh. And this ruh, its nourishment is all good actions, and its real nourishment is the true thought of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, everlasting thought of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So develop this taqwa and give your ruh nourishment. Feed your ruh what it needs. Nafs dushman hai. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that your greatest dushman, your greatest enemy, ma bayna jambayk, is that which is between you in your bosom. That is your carnal desires, your passions, your whims, your fancies. I must have this, I must have that, I must live a life. That's why we learn the dua, Allahumma la taj'ali dunya akbara hammina. Oh Allah, don't make this dunya our main thought, our main concern. And dunya, anything that takes a person away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is jaiz, what is halal, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given permission. It is permissible. But that which takes a person away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then whatever it is, stay away from it. And in this way, realize that your nafs, these desires and these whims and fancies, they are your true enemy. And who will ever try to make his enemy happy? That I must send a bouquet of flowers for my enemy. He's my enemy, I'm going to send him a present. Today I'm going to send him a kilo of khajur as a gift. Or I'm going to send him, you know, I came from Hajj, I'm going to send him zamzam water. You take him as your enemy. You stay far from him. You don't want to even hear his name. Like that, nafs is even worse than that. Why make your nafs happy? They will develop the taqwa and bring life into your ruh. And the nafs which is your enemy, make him unhappy. Dil ko noor-e khuda se tu abad kar aur gunahon ki khwahish ko barbaad kar. That heart, like we learn here, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us with a heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us with everything. If you want to give your heart to anybody, then give it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said that I do not fit anywhere. There's no space that can contain me, that can encompass me. If I can fit, I can fit into the heart of a believer. So this heart which has been given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then fill it with the noor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fill it with the effulgence and the divine light from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by doing good action, by treading a life which is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Aur gunaah ki khwahish ko barbaad kar. And this desire of the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, destroy it. I mean, like we learn here, that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, Ya Abu Huraira, ittaqil maharim, takun a'bad al-nas. O Abu Huraira, stay away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will be the most pious person in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will become the most pious, most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hum se is zabaan ko tu hamad kar, sar ko chokhat pe unki tu sajjad kar. By praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, hamd means to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then make your tongue such that it is always engaged in the remembrance and praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this also we say jazakallah to our shaykh that taught us that all the time instead of saying yes, this and yara and hai, rather say astaghfirullah. Say la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Say astaghfirullah. Say alhamdulillah. Say subhanallah. Don't say, I just got this. Say this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah bless me with tawfiq first of all. Everybody else. That we bring this onto our tongues. That we make it hamad. That it is always engaged in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because to say one subhanallah, one alhamdulillah, one time Allahu Akbar, tamlau ma bayna as-samai wal-ard, it fills up the entire area between the heavens and the earth. As we learn here, that the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when a person cannot do any other action, then it is even greater than going in jihad. It is even greater than any other action. The person will get all that thawab. So make our tongue such that it is always engaged and engrossed in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as far as our bodies go, our outward goes, sar ko chokhat pe unke sajjad kar. That this head, make it sajjad, one that is always engaged in prostration and making sajda to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in offering servitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not only in this way, but through the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Further, Hazrat Allah rahmatullah alayhi says, qalb o jaar ko to us dar pe abbad kar, aur sukoon dil o jaar ko khalad kar. Qalb aur jaar, your heart and your soul, ko to is dar pe abbad kar. And the threshold of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make it abad. One that makes ibadat is an abid. And superlative, highest degree, abad. Then make your heart and your soul such that it is abad. It is always engaged in the ibadat and worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or sukoon dil ja ko khalad kar. And this contentment of heart, peace of mind, which every person is looking for in this whole world. Everybody is in search of it. Like Hazrat Allah rahmatullah says in another couplet, that if it mitle petrol ke, if it should have been something like petrol or something that could have been bored out of the ground, taken, then who wouldn't have taken it? Everybody is in search of it. And where is it kept? Allah bi zikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, take heed, definitely, this contentment of heart, this peace of mind that you are looking for, it is only in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this heart and the soul, make it such that it is abad, it is always engaged in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by staying away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this peace of mind and contentment of heart, اس کو خلا تر, میک اٹ پرفیکچوئل, میک اٹ ایور لاسٹنگ, دیٹ اللہ سبحانہ وتعالیٰ بلیسز اٹ ٹو اس آل, دیٹ وی آر آلویز ان دس کنڈیشن آف پیس آف مائنڈ اینڈ کنٹینٹمنٹ آف ہارٹ بیکاز آف دا ریمبرنس آف اللہ سبحانہ وتعالیٰ وچ ٹیکس اے پرسن کلوزر ٹو اللہ سبحانہ وتعالیٰ. لائک ان ون حدیث قدسی وے اللہ سبحانہ وتعالیٰ سیز, وین اے پرسن میکس ایفرٹ ان آپشنل اینڈ نوافل ایکٹس آف ورشپ, دین آئی بیکم ہز آئیز بائی وچ ہی سیز, I become his hands by which he touches, I become his limbs by which he walks, meaning that now a person is totally in the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now he is a friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is only the second occasion where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala announces and declares war if somebody troubles a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this contentment of heart and this peace of mind, make it khallat, make it perpetual, make it everlasting by becoming the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through ibadat and through the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then in the last couple of rizwanullah rahmatullah alayhi, using his own name, but really lesson for a sinner like me, apni khushiyon ko akhtar tu barbaad kar, apne rab ki khushi se tu dil abad kar. That oh person, whatever your desires are, whatever your whims and fancies are, whatever, whenever you have the opportunity to disobey of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you feel you are going to derive some pleasure, then sacrifice these pleasures. All these desires that will take you away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that will create a big gap and a gulf between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then stay away from it. Destroy it. And apne rab ki khushi se dil abad kar. With the pleasure of Allah in the things that Allah that make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala happy, in those things, make your heart happy and make your life, and then you will see what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses to a person in this world, at the time of mort, in the qabr and in the akhirah. Allah bless it to me and to everyone.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah wa salli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. From the kitab Hayatul Muslimin, Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thani rahmatullah alayh, the chapter on zakat. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, besides la ilaha illallah, Allah Ta'ala has decreed another four things compulsory. If he fulfills three, it will not fully benefit him as long as he does not discharge all four. These four are Salat, Zakat, fasting in Ramadan, and Hajj of Baytullah Sharif. From this hadith we learn that for salvation, it is essential that all four compulsory acts be practiced. If one performs Salat, fast, and even performs Hajj, but does not pay Zakat, it will not be sufficient for salvation. That is to be totally safe from the punishment of Jahannam. Hazrat Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the one who fails to pay zakat will enter the fire on the day of Qiyamah. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Salat is a conspicuous act observable to all, hence it is performed. Whilst zakat is inconspicuous, it is hidden. Hence it is devoured. That is withheld from the poor. Such people are hypocrites. This hadith means that some people perform salat not for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, but because people will hold them in contempt. Such people do not pay zakat because they know that people are not aware of their failure to render this obligation. Such is the attitude of the hypocrites. Hazrat Barida radiallahu anhu raised Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah Ta'ala afflicts famine on a community which does not pay zakat. In another similar narration, it is said that Allah Ta'ala withholds rain from such people. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, zakat will destroy the wealth in which it is. The meaning of wealth in which there is zakat is such wealth on which zakat is obligatory, but from which zakat has not been taken out. As a consequence of not paying zakat, one's wealth is steadily depleted by way of Allah Ta'ala removing the barakah from the wealth. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu raised Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, wealth is generally lost on land and sea because zakat has not been paid on it. This does not mean that wealth is lost or destroyed only because zakat has not been paid on it. If wealth is lost in spite of zakat having been paid, it should not be regarded as a loss, since the reward for it will be obtainable in the year after. Such loss is occasioned by the wisdom of Allah Ta'ala and is in the interest of the owner. But wealth lost as a result of not paying zakat is a punishment. There is no reward for sustaining such loss. Hazrat Asma bint Yazid radiallahu anha narrates that she and her aunt visited Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They were wearing some gold jewelry at the time. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam inquired from them if they had paid zakat on the gold, he replied in a negative. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "What? Have you no fear that Allah ta'ala will put on you jewels of fire? Pay zakat." The following facts are clear from the foregoing narrations. Number one, zakat is faraz. Number two, the significance of zakat is very great. Number three, failure to pay zakat results in calamity and misfortune settling over one. The calamity here on earth is depletion of wealth, elimination of barakah and blessings in famine, etc. The calamity in the year after for not paying zakat is the fire of Jahannam. Number four, one who does not pay zakat is comparable to a hypocrite. Number five, zakat has a resemblance to hukukul ibad, that is the rights of people. Thus, it is an emphasized ibadat. And Hazrat concludes this section saying that wealth on which zakat is payable is gold and silver, be these in whatever form, in the form of cash, notes, jewelry, utensils, although it is haram to utilize utensils of gold and silver, etc. Stock in trade, that is whatever goods you have got, you have purchased with the intention of reselling, livestock, and farm produce on certain kinds of lands, ushri lands, certain lands, a person has to pay zakat on the farming lands. Among the causes of the hardship of Muslims is also poverty. Zakat is an adequate remedy for the removal of poverty. If Muslims abstain from extravagance and pay their zakat in full, they will not remain a single poor person, destitute person amongst the Muslims. The statements of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are ample testimony for this claim. Like all acts of ibadat, there are numerous masail pertaining to zakat. The knowledge of such rules have to be acquired from the ulama-i kiram or from reliable books on the subject. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal.